From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says global climate change poses immediate risk to the country's national security, increasing the possibility of natural disasters and humanitarian crisis. The president is speaking Wednesday at graduation ceremonies at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. The White House says Mr. Obama will tell graduates that the effects of climate change will impact how the military defends the U.S. and that the world needs to urgently act to combat the effects of rising temperatures across the globe. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has agreed to delay parliamentary and local elections, Hillary Hewler reports.
Presidential spokesman Willy Nyamitwe says that the delay is at least partly a response to both domestic and international pressure.
Politicians from the opposition have asked the government to delay elections. And the second reason is that head of states from the region and the UN, the AU, and EU have urged the government to delay a little elections. And the third reason is that the president got a proposal from the electoral committee.
Nyamitwe says there's been no decision on whether or not to delay presidential elections scheduled to be held June 26th. Hillary Hewler for VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. intelligence officials have released to the public a large amount of documents recovered during the 2011 raid on al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. American special forces who killed bin Laden gathered documents, computers, and other evidence during the raid. Wednesday's release was the most significant disclosure of the al-Qaeda leader's secrets. This is VOA News. Italian police say they have arrested a Moroccan man suspected of involvement in the March 18th attack on a Tunisian museum that left 22 people dead. This is police speaking to reporters Wednesday, saying that the 22-year-old suspect was arrested in an Italian town near Milan. Anti-terrorism police made the arrest, and more details are expected later today. The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for the March 18th attack, in which gunmen opened fire on busloads of foreign tourists outside the museum in Tunis and also opened fire inside the building. A Tunisian policeman was killed, as well as 21 tourists. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Wednesday that international inspectors will not be given access to the country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear deal with world powers. Negotiators have been working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Pyongyang has canceled United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's planned visit there. VOA's Bryden Patton has details.
After planning a visit to the Kaesong Industrial Complex located just across the border in North Korea for over a week, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was surprised by Pyongyang's sudden cancellation.
The authorities of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea informed us through their diplomatic channel that they were reversing their decision for me to visit the Kaesong Industrial Complex. No explanation was given.
The Kaesong Industrial Complex is one of the few remaining remnants of South Korea's sunshine policy of engagement that a decade ago tried to build trust with the communist North by providing unconditional aid and support programs. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide temporary refuge for the thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims stranded at sea. The breakthrough was announced Wednesday after a meeting between the foreign ministers of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. Joe Lowry is with the International Organization for Migration.
This is extremely good news coming out of Malaysia. It means that people will be able to get to shore that we've been asking for so many days. We've been trying to encourage the governments to let people disembark safely and to give them the medical life-saving aid that they need. So now when they land, we know that we will be able to treat them on shore.
Five of the world's largest banks face around $5.7 billion in penalties for illegally colluding to manipulate prices and currency exchange. Wednesday, officials at the U.S. Department of Justice said currency traders at these banks worked as collaborators rather than competitors. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.